Today we'll just do some short Rebbe Psicha. I said a few words at the beginning of Islam. Rebbe Yeruchim in many places, many places in his forum, talks about the Inyan of the Haskol. This is very deep parade in countless places. What I'm quoting over here is from the beginning of Parshas Tvarim. Rebbe Yeruchim, for example, says a Yesod. The rayas he brings to it are many, and we don't have the framework of time now to talk about all the rayas. Rebbe Yeruchim claims, quote unquote, that in all Avodah Hashem, Torah, and Avodah, everything's totally in the Haskola. Everything's totally in the Haskola. If the Haskola gets off the ground in the right way, with the right kavanas and the right preparations and the right achonis, then the maskana really is a memela de gazach. It's a titsah of the Haskola. And he says, okay, if the Haskola is not a Haskola, so then you find yourself later on without anything. Brings interesting rayas. One of the rayas he brings is by tefillah. For example, Chazal say in Brochas Davom Mabez, called a Kaveh Mokum, the Tfilosoi, Elokea from the Ezra, Muslims Kaveh Mokum. Because Brochas helps him, Ukushamez, when he passes away, I remember all of Hechosid Heonon. So shout out that. Kaveh Mokum, the Tfilosoi, they say in him, unbelievable Shvachim, Anna Chosid, Tamita Shalav Avavino, Elokea from the Ezra. So he says the pshat is that many times a person, not made, a person davens, and it doesn't go ups and downs and instability. He says the reason is because there wasn't the necessary hachona. Chazal say, call a kavon makom with philosophy, you need a kvias. Whatever kvias means, machlekes rishonim exactly what it means. Doesn't mean geographically a makom. Doesn't mean a kvias in your schedule, doesn't mean a kvias in your mind, but there's a chana for tefillah. So when a person sees, for example, that tefillah is not quite, a person takes a look back and sees his tefillah and he sees a mess. His upshot is that he didn't do the chanas. He didn't create, it's like a building without a foundation, a tree without a shayrish. And the word is that you don't have the hasol, you don't have the foundation, you don't have the shayrish, you don't have the anchor. So of course it's not going to be stable. Call a kaveh, mark the tzilasi. I remember that. He brings a Rambam and a book which I want to learn inside with you. The Rambam says in Moran Avuchim, Mabel de Kazach, that the Zach, which is Moneya Roiv Ha'olam Mehasokas HaChochma. You know what What's the obstacle of Roiv Ha'olam from attaining Chochma? He says, Chochma is relatively kal, it's easy to attain. The tonight that you have the Hakdomas. It's the lesson of Rabbi Yochim. The Haksilim and the Shaitim, the fools, say new Hakdomas. They don't like to do the conditions before. They don't want to do the Hakdomas. They want to jump in. For it's a rak as an acre. The Tomin Murgul Hogan, he says, you have to understand what the Rambam says, Kipshutai, that the Ksil, the Shaita, the fool, he also wants to learn. So what's the difference between the Ksil and the Chacham? The difference between the Ksil and the Chacham is that the Ksil goes straight to the Gemara without doing the Hakdamas. And the Mela, he's not going to attain what he needs to attain in the learning. Then he starts to learn, and he has a heart so good, and he doesn't go, he falls away, because he didn't do the Hakdamas. And the Chacham ain't of a racial Zor Bahaskola Shalachacham. Bahfilu Haskolas Eila Shalachora Enlam Shum Shaykhus Lalimur Atwe. There are Haskolas with Moshachas with Halta the Limit itself. Halli the Kvias Mokum Betfilas, Moshachas to Tfil itself. When you're being Kveh and Mokum, you're not davening yet. The davening is a different tach. But it's a Hakdom, it's a Haskola. So I'm going to be also ashamed of the Rambam that Torah and Limud HaTorah has a solace. Or more than that, Hasagas HaChochma, to attain Chochma in a consistent, constant way, requires Hakadomas, requires Haskola, requires Hachona. And Rambam over here saying a Shach Mzach. He says that if you look around the world and you see people that those who are Matzliach, the Chochma, and those who are not, the Ksil, Zucker, wie rufen, what's the shot in that? So you think, this guy's stupid. He says the guy's not stupid. But he can't be bothered. He doesn't have the foresight. He doesn't have the chochmeinu berosho. And he can't be bothered to do the necessary hachonis. That's necessary. I'll give you an example, okay? We're starting as man now, Schneimerson. Ah, it's my ridiculous. There's nothing like Schneimerson, okay? There's nothing. Nothing compares to Schneimerson. No, it's not Ivan, it's vomiting. It's a joke compared to Schneimerson, okay? Schneimerson. It's my ninth time learning it here. Schneimerson is a very complicated parak with all the yesaitis and foundations of Choshe Mishpat, all the yesaitis and foundations, all of them, of Mominus, Yam of Rishayim, each Rishon itself has to be unraveled and understood. Protim, Echazor, and go it over again to get the whole picture. Nochamola. I remember when I was a Bacher, I learned this 40 winters ago by a Basher. I remember sitting whole days and whole nights, just going over again, just chewing it over again, just summarizing. What is Rashbol? What is the Rashiol? What was the Tesisol? What was the Tesisol? What was the, and why do they argue on each other? Nochamola. So there has to be a Hachana beforehand. A, that you came in with the das, came to work. That's Hachana. The Tuzacharayin in the Zach. No, the Zach becomes. What are we doing today? Take the sheet over there on the shelf. Whoever sends the Ram Kremers over there. And take a look. He said, if it was okay, so where are we up to? Right, like you're reading a book or something and you forgot to put the place marker in. This is a parak which could change your life. You could build yourselves a Talmud Chacham. There's tens of sugyas which are intertwined with each other in many, many different ways of intertwining. But it requires a hachana of a Kabbalah. The Ruchon brings over here a famous Rabbeinu Yehuda. Chazal said, the Pasuk says in Parashas Bo, Vayelchu vayasu b'nei Yisrael, because Ruchon said about the Korban Pesach, they went and did it. In fact, Chazal v'chmiyad also, they didn't do it. Balela also had Yudal, they didn't do it on Pesach. On the Kibbutz, she kippled all them, lasses, ma'ala them, akasach kiddo, also miyad. The Mekabal on itself, it's done already. But it works two ways. If you're Mekabal on yourself to do it, then it's called done. If you're not mekabel yourself to do it, then it never gets done. Those are the two sides. It's not just a positive chazal. If you're mekabel on yourself to do it, so you already planted the seed, we will grow already the rest of the zman. If you are not mekabel on yourself to do it, so then nothing grows from it. So it's the beginning of the zman of a hard and geshmak zman. Tomorrow's exactly the lashon of the Rambam. Attaining chochma is not hard. It's creating the hakdomas for chochma, which are hard. What are the hakdamas for chachma? I would say that the most important hakdama for chachma, besides the technical investment of time, besides the twins of harayin in the sugyas, besides not having distractions, but the hasoga chachma requires a chashiva sadazach. There's many distractions here in Yerushalayim or HaKadosh, like it wasn't this barra to me over the decades. So. Chochma is emes, and everything else is sheker. If a person yearns for sheker, yearns for hevel, yearns for narishkeit, so you're missing the tenai for achonas hachochma. You're missing the tenai for kabbalas hachochma. The tenai for kabbalas hachochma is that a person undertakes that from now until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we're doing zecharayin and shnayim beretzon. Nothing else going on. There's no this and there's no that and there's no heen and there's no coming and there's no going, and that undertaking. Okay, that undertaking is the hachona. That's the planting of the seed from which can grow his man. And the tzibur has a flush of the tzibur. And those of you who will do this, you'll see the payers in a few weeks. The payers in a few months. Comes a Friday and a Shabbos. To undertake now, that you're going to sit Friday Shabbos and chew it over again. The amount of material today is, I'm just going to say a few words of psicha to the Mishnah. We start on Sunday with the avalanche of the sugyas and the intertwining and the five-level machlekes of Rishayim. Five level machleishen, which argue about juggling four gemaras at one time. Sit Friday and Shabbos, you go it over again. You make your own summaries, and you get a clear kite on it. Nochamol and nochamol. The kabbalah has to be now. You can't next Friday still later. You make kabbalah next Friday. I'm not even aware of the raffle shlita. Besides it, that's a hechatimtza. That's a trick. Okay. It's a hechatimtza. It's a little bit of a. But the kabbalah has to be today. The kabbalah has to be now. Give your mashal. Okay. We're starting now the thesis over here. It's one of the famous Mishnayos and Shas, probably one of the most famous thesis in Shas. It's a very, very complicated thesis which spins off afterwards into many Shitas Rishayim. If you will learn over Shabbos, Friday Shabbos, that Beis and that Gimel, that Beis and Aleph, Beis and Beis, Gimel and Aleph, Gemara Rashi, and the light Leichtoifen, five, six times, you come into the thesis not in Amoritz, you come into the thesis knowing what's going on Bechal over here, because we're operating in a very, very broad arena over here. You won't do it, so you'll get the thesis. I'm not saying you're not going to get it, but you won't get it with the clock, you won't get it with the brain, it won't penetrate to your bones. Everything's totally in the Chana. Hasogas HaChochma is the amount of Chochma that we are going to get this man is totally in the Hakdoma and the Hachon. And Chas V'Shalom, if somebody has the other way around, so it won't be, and so it won't last, and it'll be okay, fine. We'll get into BNG, if that's called success, and that's called your mark in life. But the Maisa Shemers, and you won't know. And with a starker Kabbalah, and a starker Hachon, and a starker Hakdoma, of a commitment to the next. It's 20 weeks, by the way, the whole thing. It's nothing. I don't know how we're going to do what we need to do. We need Siat Tishmaya and we'll daven. We'll have Siat Tishmaya and Mirz Hashem to chap what we could do. Really, the first places we can learn the whole time. Even a guy like me who learns fast. We could do the whole time bad, but we're only going to spend a week or two on it. And with the proper hachona and the proper hashko and the proper frame of mind, in Mirz Hashem, all of us together, we're all totally zeb zeb, we're all one group, together with Siat Tishmaya. And we'll be able to be kind of both the idea of the Torah and also to be tovuk in the Kedusha Satayra, in the shtickle Kedusha Satayra that's called Shnayim Erzim. Zog the Mishnah. Shnayim Erzim Betalis. This Mishnah is the Shnayim Erzim Betalis. Let me just see what it says. It says the same thing as last time, yeah. Zoimer an image to see of the Zoimer an image to see of Zoimer Kula Shali, the Zoimer Kula Shali. Zoimer Kula Shali, Zay Shavashan of Fox Mikhatsev, Zay Shavashan of Fox Mikhatsev, you have like a mission over here, has a bunch of parts to it. There's a fight over here between two people. About a Metzia. There was a Metzia on the street, and one guy says, I found it and you're bound if you chapter from me. And the other one says, no, I found the first and you chapter from me. So what's their din? The din is Yachleku. Din is they split it. And each one has to swear that at least half belongs to him. So there are two parts to the Mishnah. One part of the Mishnah is the Etzim Din of the Psak, of Yachleku. Now this Mishnah is the Mishnah B'chol HaTorah Kula. Well, how do you resolve a machlokes and momentous between two people? Two people have a fight about something. One guy says one, this is one. How do you paskin it? We're going to see in Taisus over here, Mitzvah Shem on Sunday, there are three ways in Shas. There are four ways in Shas how to resolve a machlokes between two people. There are five ways in Shas how to resolve a machlokes between two people. The classic way of resolving a machlokes between two people is a mitzvah mechavel v'raya. Leave it where it is. The second way of resolving a machlokes between two people is a din called chazaka komash shetachas yodam arayu shaloi cheskes metaltolim. What's the difference between the first two? The first din of hametz mechavel v'raya was said in a case where there's no marakama, where we don't have any known owner. We don't have a known owner of an object, and two people come into bezin fighting about something. One guy says it's mine, the other guy says it's mine, and one guy's moving in it, one guy's toughless in it, one guy's physically holding onto it. Here we have the classic din of Avetz Mechavei Araya. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, Man de Koyevle, that's a svara, we leave it where it is, because you're a mitzi. And if you want to go be a mitzi moment, so let him go bring Araya. If you don't want, we leave it where it is. The Poshup Shad is, the classic din of Avetz Mechavei Araya is not a posik. The Gemara of the Pashtas in Baba Kama is mashma, that it's a svara. The svara, the Gemara there says, Man de Koyevle Kevi, the one who has the pain, let him go to the doctor. Meaning that you're the mitzi, go break your head. Right now it's by me. And the fact that we leave it by me, that means the Pashup Shad of Mitzvah Mechavei Araya is not that we know that it's yours. I don't know that it's yours. We have no idea. The wind blew it into you, okay? This machlek is about something. The wind blew it into one of the guy's property, like the mission says later on about Mitzvah, and we had about Basra. So there, why are we giving it to that guy? We saw the wind blow it in. What's happened? Because it's by him. And when we don't know what to do, we're past the Sheval Taisik, we'll leave it where it is. That's the baseline of a Mitzvah Mechavei Araya. That's one way of resolving a moment is like a machlek is. The second way of resolving a monotheistic machlokes is a case where there's a marakama. What happens in a case where there's a marakama, where I have a car, and everybody knew, or we knew, by the way, that the car was yours till now, and one day we find the car by the other guy. So Reuben owned the car, and now Shimon is holding on to the car, and Shimon says he bought the car from Reuben. Over there, the regular din of Bertzim Bechaber Avariah won't help. Over there, the regular din of Tophos will not help. Because there's a Marakama. And you probably know who the Marakama was. You were the last known owner. So why do we give it to Shimon? The reason why we give it to Shimon is because what's called Cheskes Metaltolim. So you want to show us that. We'll talk about it. I'll print it out for you on Sunday. That's the din of Chazoka Komasha Tachas Yodam Reir Shaloi. When a person holds on to something, we take on that it's his. Why? Azuki Inchi Began Vilomasakinam. We take on the people who aren't crooks. Is as follows. In a case where I'm not the Marakama, in a case where I have no idea who owns it, and some a guy appears in Bezdin, and Reuven says it's mine, and Shimon says it's mine, and Shimon's holding on to it, then we say I'm Mitzvah Mechavel Varei. In a case where Reuven is the owner, so that the Shimon's holding on to it's not enough. There you have to come on to a thing called Cheskes Metaltolim that says we never want that at Shimon. What's up? We never want that at Shimon. Because Chazaka, Kumasha, Tachzah, something that's by somebody. We take on how did it get to him? We don't take on the people that are crooks. We'll be the nafkamina between these two cases, by the way. So those are two classic resolutions, two ways of resolving Sfeika de Mamoina. Two ways of resolving Sfeika de Mamoina is, one is classic Moetzah Meir HaVaraya. There are cases where Moetzah Meir HaVaraya will not work, and then you need to come on to Chazaka, Kumasha, Tachzah, Meir HaShalai, where you're going up connected to Marakama. What's a classic nafkamina between these two things? Case of Gredris, or case of a horse, where the animal walks in by itself. So Moshe, let's say Reuven owned the horse. And one day we know that Reuven is Marakama. One day the horse appears in Shimon's chatzim. And Shimon says, it's my horse, I bought it from you. So here you're Marakama. So if I'll ask you, are you a Tophos? Yes, why Shimon now? But we just said that Tophos holding on to something is not enough to go up against the Marakama. To go up against the Marakama, you need a higher level of Cheskas Momen. What's the higher level of Cheskas Momen? Chazaka Kamasha Tachas Yodam Reir Shaloi. The fact that something's by somebody, we take on that it's yours. In the case of the horse, it's gracious, it walks in by itself. It's very possible that the horse walked itself over from the chazor of Reuben to the chazor of Shimon. So in such a case, you don't have the chazor of Kol Masha Tachas Yodam Reir Shaloi, because we know how it got to you. It walked from chazor of Reuben to the chazor of Shimon. Over there, I don't have the cheskas mamon of a chazor of Kol Masha Tachas Yodam Reir Shaloi. What do I have? Tophos, it's by you. But you're going up against the Marakama. Against the Marakama, you can't use Tophos. It's not enough that you're physically... So the baseline din of a Mitzvah Mechaveh Ovaraya, the baseline din of a Mitzvah Mechaveh Ovaraya, which teaches us that we leave the Zach where it is. And if you want to be a mighty, you need a Raya, that's when there's no Marakama. And there's no Marakama, and there's unknown money, and it's sitting by A, and B says it's mine, or vice versa, then we say Mitzvah Mechaveh Ovaraya, leave it where it is. But in the case where there's a Marakama, there, it's not enough to say leave it where it is. I'm the Marakama. Marakama is mighty from a Tophos. But the point is, we don't see it by the guy. Al-Kaponim, there you have to come onto the higher level of Chazaka, Kamash, Tachas, Yadam, Reir Shaloi. And in a case like that, it doesn't work. Lamashal, I'll give you an example. In the case we have a horse that's sitting by Shimon, we didn't know who the horse was. Reuven says it's mine, Shimon says it's mine. We give it to Shimon, because it's by Shimon. Maybe it walked in. But who cares if it walked in? But we didn't know that Reuven was the Marakama. But we don't know Reuven's the Marakama. We have a suffix, who does the horse belong to? We leave the horse where it is. That's the Dinah Mitzvah of Raya. We're in a place where the guy's a Marakama. Well, we knew that it was Reuven's horse. And the reason why Shimon wants to win the entire is it's not enough stuff with Tophos physically being by me. There I have to come onto the Chazaka, which tells me that we take on that it's yours because people aren't going to know. In such a case, where it's great because you don't have the Raya, because the horse could walk in by itself, over there it won't work. A component, those are two ways of resolving Sfeikas. The third way of resolving Sfeikas is our Mishnah. Mishnah here says, to have a fight, we say Achleiko. It's another way. You have to know. Why don't we say track one? Why don't we say track one of Mitzvah Avraya? Why don't we say track two of Chazaka Kamasha Tachas Yodam Reir Shaloi? We'll see. But Akapanim, the Mishnah over here says a third way of resolving. Tosfos over here brings down two more resolutions, ways of resolving a Sufik moment. The fourth way is called Olam Kvali, Gemara Barabasa that I asked you to start to see today. Gemara Barabasa says there was a fight over there about the Arba, about the ship, who it belongs to. And over there the Pesach is called Olam Kvar, which is a whole parasha you have to talk about, what type of way of resolving a Sufik is. They should stop and fight it out. The Gemara over there says, we don't say Aflik, we don't say Mitzvah Chavir Avraya. Over there there's nobody holding on to it. There the ship is in the harbor. Is there the void, as we say, called Olam Kvar. Over here we say Aflik. And the fourth way, and the fifth way how we resolve Sufik is, Is the Gemara later on the Gemara Amud Aleph that when there's a suffix we say Yemunach, nobody should take it. There's no Yachleku, there's no Kolam Gvar. And the question over here, obviously, with Tosafot speaks about Barachov over here, is when do we apply which rule? Does a five Hachrayas of Sfeika de Mamayna that we know about right away before we start, does a five Hachrayas of Sfeika de Mamayna that we know about right away before we start? The Mishnah over here says that in the fight over here between the Shneimels and Betalus, Zermani Mitzasiya, Zermani Mitzasiya, so the Pesach is Yachleku, A and B there's a Shvuah. Why there's a Shvuah is a completely separate topic, which we'll leave for now. In fact, the Rosh over here, obvious Kasha. So what are they arguing about, these two people? They're arguing about who found it first. I found it, you found it. I found it, you grabbed it for me, you found it. In fact, the Rosh, the obvious Kasha here. So what if you found it first? But Mr. Shavas Aveda, you have to give it back. So what was making a difference? You found it first. You have to give it back. It says the Rosh, we're talking about a case of Ir Shavu Ba'akum. We're talking about a case of mostly Goyim. And by Goyim, you don't have a Chiyav HaShavas Aveda. I say Zok the Rosh over here. The Rosh says it was Ir Shavu Ba'akum. What's the Rosh about warning here? The Rosh is about warning that, what does it help me that you found it first? But the Maisa, there's a Chiyav HaShavas Aveda. Come on, Goyim. Fact developed, fact all the Gedele Achorinim. But, the Bach brings down in Hilchos Yerodeah, Simen Kuf, in Yerodeah, Simen Kuf Membov. The Bach in Yerodeah, Simen Kuf Membov says, Azach which Lachoyer is Poshit, that in Ochanami, when you pick up something of a Goy, there's no din of Hashavas Aveda, because you're not Chayav Hashavas Aveda to a Goy, but that doesn't mean that it's yours. Think about it for a second. A Goy lost something on the street. So you pick it up, you're not Chayav Hashavas Aveda, but what makes it yours? As a fact developed on the Rosh. What did the Rosh answer and said? That we're talking about a case where it was Yerushavu Ba'akum. Why did the Rosh say that we're talking about a case of Yerushavu Ba'akum? Because he was bothered by the fact that it's Hashavas Aveda, fact of Hakasha. And what does it help me that it's Yerushavu Ba'akum? And what does it help me that it's Yerushavu Ba'akum? So what does it help me that it's Yerushavu Ba'akum? Halloy! Even though it's Yerushavu Ba'akum, what does it help me that it's Yerushavu Ba'akum? What does it make a difference? The Teretz is, because if it's Yerushavu Ba'akum, then I'm not going to Hashavas Aveda. In fact, everybody would say it, but you're not Hashavas Aveda, but it's still not yours. It's still not yours. The goy's bialus is not mufka. A goy loses something on the street. So if there's a mirror in the parsha that you're not have to do Hashavas Aveda to the goy, you don't have a mitzvah. Okay, I don't have a mitzvah. But what makes it yours? It belongs to the goy. The goy's moment is not poka. As a fact, all the gedolei achronim, the Mishnah speaks about this, the Ram Mishmot, there's a kasha. What did the Rosh help us over here? Although the Bach paskins the halacha, and the Bach is a choyer pashut. I'm stressing. Why is the pashut the Bach is right? Because the Maaseh, why should the bialus of the goy go away? The only nafkamina between a goy and a yisrael is that I don't have a chiyav hashavas aveda to a goy. You say it, but the Maaseh, you picked it up. It belongs to a goy. Let's break it down. You went ahead and picked up the mitzvah, right? You're claiming you picked it up alone. You say it. So you picked it up alone. Very nice. Very good. Now what? It's yours. Why is it yours? You have a hashavas aveda. Ah, it's a goy's. So we're passing that it was Rav Goyim, so what? So you don't have a hashavas aveda, but it's not yours. It belongs to the goy. So what's up is you have a taina that I picked it up. So what's going to be the Eitzah? The Eitzah is going to have to be that the Rosh is talking about a case where there was what? Where there was Yish. The Rosh is going to have to be talking about a case where there was what? Achreinim speak out, all the Gedele Achreinim. The case was, it was Rav Akum and there was Yish. That means if there was no Yish, then what? It doesn't make a difference. What does it help me that it's a goy? I'm not having a shavas aveda to a goy, but the moment of the goy is not paka. It still belongs to the goy. So what right do you have to take it for yourself? What do you mean I need to see? It's not yours. It's the goy's. If it's a yid, it's not yours. You have a shavas aveda. And if it's a yid, it's goy's. So what's the goy gain? Elamai, you told me that we're talking about what? If there was a yish afterwards. What's the obvious question? So if there was yish, so that'll be a yidish aveda. What if it's a goy, it's a yid? That's the cast 22 over here. What did the Rosh gain by saying that it's Yerushavu Ba'akum? The Maaseh, at the end of the day, in Ochanami, it's true that I don't have a Chiyav HaShavas Aveda. That's true. I don't have a Chiyav HaShavas Aveda to the Goy. But it's not. But the Goy was never Mevater on it. Elamayo told me. You have no choice. But hold on, that we're talking about a case where the Goy was Miyayish already. So what's obvious, child? If the Goy was Miyayish already, so what's the difference between a Goy and a Yid? Right here, there's all the problems. He was Miyayish already, so it could be Yiddish Azach also. The Teretz is. No. Because you picked it up before Yish. So if it's a Yiddish Aveda, then what? If it's a Yiddish Aveda, so you have a Chiyav HaShavas when you pick it up. So even if afterwards it's Yish, the Yish doesn't help. Why? Why doesn't the Yish help? Because when you picked it up, you had a chiv hashava. And once you have a chiv hashava, it's isura. Also the other, like you'll learn in the fifth grade. And we mail a lot. Once it's a chiv hashava, then the yish can't help you anymore. So by a go, by a yid, the yish won't make a difference. Avada, we're talking about that there was yish. Avada, we're talking about that there was yish over here. Just by a yid, the yish is not going to make a difference. Because when you picked it up, you had a chiv hashava. So the yish that came afterwards, what? Doesn't help. Because you have a chiv hashava. Once you have a chiv hashava, the ball game's over. But by a guy, when it was a guy yishaveda, so when I picked it up, it was a chayav in hashava. So nachanami, it wasn't mine yet, but then afterwards, when the guy was miyayish, so since I don't have a chayav hashava, the yish can make it mine. What's your answer? What do you mean? No, well, generally when you pick it up, it's 4 years. That's the passion. But it's better. What's your answer? What? What? Oh, very good. Very good. I understand. So when the guy, you picked up the Goy Shazach. When you picked it up, was it yours? Was your Kenyan Kaina? No, because there's no Yish here, right? What did the Goyish ownership help? That you don't have a Chiv HaShavah. But were you able to be Kaina when you picked it up? So when you picked it up, I picked it up first. You picked it up first, all of them. Correct? But when you picked it up, you weren't able to be Kaina. Because you didn't get a Chiv HaShavah. When did your Kenyan kick in? Your Kenyan kicked in when the guy was Miyayish. Now, by the time the guy was Miyayish, Mr. Shaney came along and grabbed it. So what are you gaining by telling me that I picked it up first alone, Ani Hikbatia? What are you gaining by saying that I picked it up? Ani Mitzasiya, I found it. So what if you found it? When you found it, you don't have a Kenyan yet because it belongs to the guy still. When does it kick in? By the Yish afterwards. So what does it make a difference that you did it first? Although at the time that you did it first, you didn't do a Maisa Kenyan yet. Your Kenyan only kicked in after the Yish. So the whole mission doesn't make any sense at all. So, the I'm leaving with a tzorach in and shot. What are we talking about? The guy claimed that I picked it up first and you grabbed it for me. The other guy says, no, I picked it up first and you grabbed it for me. That's a machlekes. Having machlekes in momentous. How do you resolve such a shiloh? So the kash is like this. If it's Yiddish, so b'chal, you have a chiv hashav. Let me go for that. Elamite, goyish. If it's goyish, wasn't help me if it's goyish. So the Rashi answers it was goyish. So the question is, if it was goyim, so then what does it help me? Elamite said it's for the goyish. The Teretz says, I was miyayish afterwards. Excuse me, I asked afterwards, why doesn't it help by a yid? Because a yid, already when I picked it up, I had a chiv hashava. By the goy, I didn't have a chiv hashava because it was a goyish. And then later on, the yish kicked in. The problem is, then what does it help me that I picked it up first? But at the b'shas, you picked it up, you didn't have a kenyan yet. The kenyan only came after the yish. By that time, the second guy arrived on the scene already. Al kapanim, is what to talk about this, don't think about this over Shabbos. Al kapanim, there are those who want to learn that that's not what the Rosh meant. There are those who want to learn, I think Rabbi Yashiv in his Zohar says, so those who want to learn that what the Rosh meant was something else, the Rosh meant to say that since it's a Irsha Ruba Akum, you can rely on the fact that the Yid was Miyayish for sure, because it's a Goyish Ashtot. So when he lost something, he was for sure Miyayish. It means interesting to Shaila, what did the Rosh mean when he said it was a Irsha Ruba Akum? Did he mean to say that therefore it's a Goyish Ashtot and you're not Chayef Hashava, which then requires this entire setup? Or he meant to say that the guy's Miyayish because it's Irsha Ruba Akum, and mainly he was Miyayish right away, and then you're allowed to take it, which is fine. Either way, again, what's important about the Mishnah is not so much the case. The case is, like I just said, a shayla according to the Rosh. But what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that b'shnayim yotzim betalus, when two people have a fight of who picked it up. So they come to Bezin. Bezin doesn't have the slightest idea of what's going on over here. Bezin has no shayla at all. Bezin doesn't know. Bezin verstehen nicht. So how does the Mishnah resolve it? Yachleku. And here begins Bemis. One of the great dilemmas in all of Shas. By the way, the reason why we're going to spend the whole week on this Pesach of Yachleku, which the Sherish is this very, very important to hard places, very hard places, is because out of all the dinim that I spoke about, Yachleku is the worst. Yachleku looks like it's dying. Especially Yachleku, who was up as a half here. It's a Shara. And that takes us to the famous, famous Chakira. Of all the G'day L'Acharein that we're going to talk about next week and in the coming weeks and in the coming months, is the Yachleku of this mission a P'sak Sofik or is it a P'sak Vaday? What is this P'sak? It's a Pshara, we don't know what to do. That means I'm not even talking about to why over here we pass in Yachleku, which we'll get to. What is this P'sak over here? The famous Chakir of this mission is two people are fighting about it. Again, the case of the fight is not so important for this moment. They had a fight about a Talos. Whose Talos is it? I say it's my Talos. You say it's your Talos. Busy talking at it. So there's a P'sak Yachleku. The Iker Chakira in this mission is, this Pesach is a Peshara, it's a Pesach Sofik, no, it's because we don't know what to do, So we say, listen, instead of flipping a coin and instead of doing Kol Dolam Gvara for some reason, which we'll see why you don't do Kol Dolam Gvara over here, and instead of saying this, instead of saying that, we say, like, we make up Shara. If you'll ask me, what's up over here? We pass it like this, and the other places we do other things. We'll see. That's what this is about over here. When do we say which rule, which mondas do we apply in which case? Or is it a Psak Vaday? We know that the truth is that it's both of those. That's the big child over here. The achleiko of the Mishnah is a psak vaday or is a psak sofik. Is it the word of the pshar? We don't know what to do. So we at least give each guy half. We say, maybe you're right, maybe you're right. All the pshar is a psak vaday as we're going to see b'hachova g'dayla. So krashi, shnai v'ezim betalas. Tafko eichzen. V'shnei muvzokim bo. V'ein lezeh koyach yezim yizeh. Shilu hoise b'yad echad levaday. There are three critical horrors on this Rashi, and the horrors that I'm going to say on this Rashi are psichas, tashitas Rashi, behachova in this whole Mishnah, which we're going to see be'ikr on the bottom of the page, be'ikr on the base on the base. It's a whole shitas Rashi here. I want to say three diukim in the Rashi to make a psicha. It's a psicha tashitas Rashi that we're going to come back to behachova gedol for many days. The first dirk is the Nachas Dovid's dirk. The second is the Pnei Yeshua's, and the third of his mind. With a not comparing the three. Once I had a Rebbe in 10th grade, he used to call the Ketesis contemporary. So that's not what I meant. Now, three horrors. Rashi over here, let's learn up to Rashi. Rashi had a kasha. Rishon over here brings down a fight between two people who had a fight about a talis. In fact, Rashi, why does it say Eichzim Betalis? Why is it Eichzim Betalis? Why is the Mishnah spelled the fact they were holding on to the talis? Why can't two people have a fight about a talis? But they weren't holding on to it. There's a talis over here. One guy says mine, other guy says mine. Finished. What's up with Eichzim? Why does it come into such a dramatic Mishnah? They came into Bezdin holding on to the talis. You have to have the scene. Talis pulling, yelling, screaming. You have to understand the picture how they came into Bez. They ran down the street. 10 blocks, holding on for dear life, both of them to the talis, right? They didn't just arrive. When did the fight start? What's up? Why is there such a dramatic case? Why can't they not holding on to it? I say, Frek Rashi. Dafko Erzin. Stop right there. Frek Nachas David. We're going to see in Tosis over here, David Maski of Leku. We're going to see in Divya Maska Toys Yachleku that Shita's thesis is that when they're not holding on to it, in a million years we would never pass in Yachleku. What we do pass in we'll see Sunday. I repeat, thesis Divya Maska Yachleku holds that if two people come into Bezdin and they have a fight about momentous, Zoyim Rakula Shalib, Zoyim Rakula Shalib. Okay, they have a fight. We're not going to pass in Yachleku. What type of Psak is Yachleku? The only reason why in our mission we pass in Yachleku, and that's why I stressed five different resolutions of Sfeika de Mamayna. Taisus is going to say over here in Divya Maska Yachleku that the only reason why in our mission we pass in Yachleku, is because there's nine members of both holding on to it. And we're going to see at length, what does that mean? Why Dafko Eichzin? What does the Eichzin do? That's what Taisus is about. But Taisus says that the Rapasha, that two people walk into Bezin fighting about something, what's up with Yachleku? Where do you get the Yachleku? Because they're both holding on to it, so we both have to give them something. That's what the Taisus speaks about, which we'll talk about Rachov on Sunday. But Stam, two people have a Machlekes about a Cheftz of Momin, what's up with Yachleku? We don't say Yachleku. That's Shita's Taisus. What do we say? We'll see. Kotal and Gvar, other Psochem, Bald. Fekta Nachas Dobit, what's Rashi's Kasha? I say Fekta Nachas Dobit. Nachas Dobit is one of the main Achorinim of Obetzia, by the way. We're going to use it a lot. Fekna Chazdavid, I don't understand. What's Rashi asking? Eichzin? Yeah, it won't be Eichzin, it'll be Yachleku. Finished. What's Fek Rashi? What's Rashi asking? That what? That why does it say Eichzin? The answer is simple, because if it won't be Eichzin, then we won't do Yachleku. What would we do with different Psak? The whole Psak of Yachleku gets off the ground, because I'm talking about now the essential Inyan over here of why do we resolve this Machlekes with a Psak of Yachleku? Why is that the resolution? It's called Olgvar, it's Yehemunah, it's the Metzimunah, it's not Gamash Adam. Says Taisus, Yachleku is not a legitimate way of resolving a Sufik, except by Shnayim Eichzin, when they're both holding on to it. So according to Taisus, we're going to see the Shnayim Eichzin is Bidafka B'yaser. It has to be Dafka Shnayim Eichzin, otherwise nothing to talk about. And Rashi says, Dafka Eichzin. Rashi had a kasha. What do you mean? He's Dafka. If it wouldn't be Eichzin, we won't pass in Yachleku. What would we pass? Maybe called Olgvar. Is the first Yidil of here state a bomb. State in Taisus, that whenever, state in Rashi, that whenever two people have a fight about something, we pass in Yachleikum. Matter of fact, Rashi, for example, if it wouldn't be Eifzen, Tal will be on the table. We should pass in Yachleikum. And we're going to see him, Mitzvah Hashem, in the coming weeks. Azei is the Shita of the Riva in Baba Basra. We're going to learn the Tais in Baba Basra inside. Shita is our Riva, argues on our entire Taisus. And the Riva holds that whenever you have a Machleikus about a Chepsa of Momin, Zayim Rekul Shri Zayim Rekul Shri, passing in Yachleikum. Nothing to do with Eifzen. And it doesn't make a difference. That means, I'm opening a psicha to this man. There's a fundamental machlekes which cuts through all the rishonim. And the fundamental machlekes which cuts through all the rishonim is, what is the appropriate psak in a seker de mamayna when there's a machlekes? Is the appropriate psak yachreku? Or is the appropriate psak called dolan kvar? Or other psakim? If the Tosfos is going to hold that the appropriate psak for a seker de mamayna is not yachreku, yachreku is not a way of resolving the suffix. We have to discuss why, yeah, why not, and what goes the shayla. It depends whether you have like who's a psak vader, who's a psak sofik, if I statement though. But Tosis, so according to Tosis, Yachleku is not a legitimate psak. In the case of Shnayim Oichzin, and that's why this Mishnah is Shnayim Oichzin. But Rashi holds not like this, says Nachos David. Chayri is right. What's Rashi asking Oichzin? There's a reason why it's Oichzin. If it would be Oichzin, we'll pass me Yachleku. Is it Teretz, is Avadar Zak Nachos David, the Rashi holds like a sheet of Tosis above Basa that we're going to learn inside of Mitzvah Shem. That holds that we always pass in Yachleikus, I Eichzen, Sein, Anachzen. And the reason is, Punkfakert. Because the richtig of Psak on Sveikud of Moin is Yachleikus. That's the richtig way of resolving the Machleikus. When do we say Kodol and Grau? We'll have to see. We'll see, Mr. Shem. Rashi holds like the Shita of that Tosin Bobasa, what's called the Shita Sarifa, who holds that the Psak of Yachleikus doesn't need Eichzen. Psak of Yachleikus is the correct resolution of a Sveikud of Moin. Mele Rashi had a Kasha. What's up with Eichzen? You can have the same exact psak without Eichzen. What's up with Eichzen? Why both holding on to it? You can have the same exact psak without Eichzen. That's Dirk number one. Now the Dov is medayek from Rashi that the psak of Yachleikus is not Dachkum Eichzen. Anytime you have a fight on Sekhud and Meinu, the Richtig of Psar is Yachleikus. Dirk number two is, what does Rashi answer? So why the Chapa on Eichzen? Says Rashi. Rashi doesn't answer, by the way, because only by Eichzen you have a Yachleikus, without Eichzen you don't have a Yachleikus. That's what Rashi should have answered. Rashi should have answered. You'd need Eichzen because otherwise you don't have Yachleikus. That's how Rashi says. So Rashi, she either has to be out of the body, have either come to make a bell or I am. Maybe she should learn. What does Rashi come to say? So Rashi, how odd. Then no, the Mishnah is coming to Vavon. Why is it after Eichzen? The same din could be true without Eichzen. So Rashi, the Mishnah is coming to Vavon that you should know. And if one guy is holding on to it, then not. Then we don't say Yachleikus. This is it. If both guys are holding on to Yachleikus, if both guys are not holding on to it, we also say Yachleikus. Come in, Dugum. Like that was Dugum's Matag. So why did Mishach happen to Shnayim Eichzen? La Fukir case, now we both are not holding on to it. No. In the case of both are not holding on to it, we also say Yachleikus. It's coming La Fukir case with one of the guys holding on to it. One of the guys holding on to it, then, we don't say Yachleikus, then we pass the Mitzvah Mechavel Varaya. Effect of Bnei Yeshua. That's what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is. It's Dugum Pashat. Every Barbie Rab the Chagim knows that if two guys are coming to Pesach and one guy's holding on to a talus and says, I picked it up, another guy says, no, it's mine, I picked it up, about it, we pass it on, it's a real right. I need the Mishnah to tell me that. That's what the Mishnah came along to say. Shnayim Eichzen betalus, la fuki a case where one guy's holding on to it and one guy has more koyach yesu mizeh. First step is for that, I need a Mishnah to go tell me such a thing. I need the Mishnah to make an ukimta, kineged halacha, then if you have even in a case of the Nachos David where you don't have both guys holding on to it, or nobody's holding on to it. Mishnah's coming to Bavon, in a case where one guy's holding on to it, so then we pass the Mitzvah Mechav Raya. In fact, pretty sure that's the Chirshin. The Mishnah, I don't need the Mishnah. Tell me that. I would never in a million years think otherwise. That's Hora number two. Hora number three is the Iker. What does Rashi say over here? Shilu hoitza biyada echa levada have yidah hametzi mechavel varaya. Well, hametzi chavera, you're a mitzi. Well, Allah be raya be'edim shishalai. I would have stopped right there. So what should Rashi said? Notwithstanding Dirk number one, and notwithstanding Dirk number two. What Rashi said, the Mishnah is coming to a Mayit, that if one guy is holding on to it, we don't say Yachleiku, because we say Yachleiku, all of a Raya, and therefore what, the din is not Yachleiku, we give it to one guy, correct? What, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, all of a Raya, Shu is not enough. When he says, Rashi, you can faint. What do you mean, Ve'ein and Nem, and Zel, Dito, Shu? Zok Rashi, why is this Mishnah Eichzen Betalus? Because Because only if both guys are holding on to it, then was a koyach yezim izeh. So then, and only then, do we say the din of yachleiku. If one guy's holding on to, we say what? What's your Rashi for this? We'll say it in English. If one guy's holding on to, we don't say yachleiku. We say what? Let's go over here. What's Rashi here on? There ain't a neman zeh lita b'shvua, and you don't. You can't take with a shvua. You have to take with eidim. What do these words mean? The din is if one guy's holding on to, pass him with kavel raya. What's a raya? Raya is eidim. You know what Rashi seems to be saying? Rashi seems to be saying that if one guy would be holding it, then a shvua wouldn't work. I repeat, what's Rashi saying? If one guy would be holding on to it, then a shvua wouldn't work. What does that mean? One guy's holding on to it, so there's no din tayo. If he's passing with kavel raya. The ain and nem on zel lita the shvua, you wouldn't be able to take it with a shvua. First of all, take it with a shvua. What does that mean? Who's taking it with a shvua? But that's the chiddush. The chiddush is no. You have to bring eidim, and you're not nem on to take it with a shvua. That's the agenda over here. The agenda is the shvua. The agenda is there psak yachleiku? Is there no psak yachleiku? If there's a psak yachleiku, then you have to swear. If there's no psak yachleiku, there's nothing to swear b'chal. What does it mean? The ain and nem on lita b'shvua kiilu. It's mashma in the mishnah that if shnayim erusim betalos, then you swear you get it. But if one guy's holding on to it, then ain and nem on lita b'shvua. Where the shvua come into the picture over here? If one guy's holding on to it, passing mitzvah over here, there's no din toyer over here b'chal. We throw the guy out. Besides the pnei shu's kasha that it's poshut. But what's Rashi fearing? Ois ve'enu neman zelita b'shvua. Who's talking about the shvua over here? Wait to see in Rashi number base mufurish what the answer to this question is. Rashi's a key to a big part. Zok the mishnah vayta. Zomer kula shalib zomer chetzi shalib. What if one guy says the whole thing's about the other guy says half is wine, so the entire is only about half. So the half that I say is mine is wine. The other half is a week. You say I'm a kula shalib zomer chetzi shalib. We get 3 quarters. Why get 3 quarters? Because the half is vada yos. The other quarter we split. Hayishnayim roechem agavi behema. Two guys come into Bezdin, the same story. They're riding on a behema. Shayach roechem echamadik zomer kula shalib zomer kula shalib. What's the chiddush here? Zok Rashi. Lashminon also the rochav v'manik shneim shavim likum es behem and efker. This is a very, very, very problematic Rashi. Rashi says the two guys came into Bezdin. One guy was rochav on the animal. One guy was manik. The guy was riding. One guy was leading it. Now we're talking about the same story. One guy said, "I found the animal." He says, "I found the animal." So is the arai over here to Kenyan? Where's the arayah that a rochav and a manik shneim shovim liknois behema min a hefker? Who's discussing how they were kaina b'chal? They're both equal to be kaina min a hefker. Where's their b'chal raya to kinyanim over here? What is it how they arrived in Bezdin? Which kinyan they made? They're arriving in Bezdin. They're both toughest in the behema. One guy's toughest because he's riding on it. The other guy's toughest because he's manik. What's up with kinyanim over here? Rashi's a pella. Rashi's a pella, it's a mamish. Who's talking about kinyanim over here? We're talking about they were kainit. How they were kainit? What's the difference how they were kainit? By the way, one guy says I was kainit, like this other guy said, I did hakbo, I took a crane and picked it up, okay? They arrived in Bezdin, tvisa. They arrived in Bezdin, one guy's rochav, one guy's manik. What's Rashi talking about? Where's the array over here that a rochav and a manik are shoving liknois behemoth and a hefker? The rochav and the manik in the Mishnah are not playing a role of kinyan. The Rochav and the Manik and the Mishnah are playing a role of tfisa, of being shnei merzen, that it's not cool. The one guy's holding on more than the other. Is the Gemara later on, Dachas, we're going to see Bar Chava, talks about the Shaila called tfisa haruya lekinyan. Is a person called a muzik when they're holding it in a way that can't be kaina? Is a person called a muzik when they're holding it in a way that they can't be kaina? Is a person called a muzik? Is a person called a mulzik when you're holding it in a tfisa she'ain a ruy l'kinyan? What happens if I'm holding it in a way that's not ruy l'kinyan? Now this Rashi is very, very problematic. Why? Rochav v'manik shneim shavim liknos. What's shneim shavim mean? They're both kinyanim separately, or each one could be a kinyan even though they're doing it together with the other. The Gemara is going to speak later on in the Ches. What happens if one guy does a rochav and one guy does a manik simultaneously? Which one's a stronger kinyan? So what's Rashi saying over here? Is Rashi saying over here to teach us that Rochav is kaina individually and Manig is kaina individually? That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says Shoven, they're equal. Rashi's mashma that the agenda of the Mishnah is, are they equally strong kinyanim? That means when a Rochav, kinyan-wise, goes up against Manig-wise, what happens if I have a behemoth of Hefker, and one guy did Rochav, one guy did Manig simultaneously? Is one kinyan stronger than the other? Mashma and Rashi, that if in the world of Bin Kaina, an animal from Hefker, one Kenyan would be stronger than the other, so then in the world of Tfisa, one guy would be called the toughest and the other guy wouldn't. Rashi says on top of the page, Shim Yes Makayach Vazeh Yes Mizeh, one guy has more Kayach than the other. One guy's holding it onto more than the other. Now, why is one guy holding it onto more than the other? Because one guy's holding it onto in a way that if he would have made a Kenyan in such an oifen, a Kenyan wouldn't have worked. I don't know how's the complication of this. Rashi? What's Rashi talking about Kenyan over here? What's about Tfisa? The guy in Bezdin with a whole sob story that I was kind of the animal, the guy was grabbed it for me. The other guy says the same. What's the difference? What state they're arriving in Bezdin? They're not saying that they were kind of they rochel, I was kind of they manik. That's how they're arriving in Bezdin. That's the state of Tfisa. The answer is that the state of Tfisa, in order to make Yachloiku, has to be like Rashi says on top, Ein lezeh koyach, lezeh yesem mizeh. One guy can't have more koyach than the other. So Rashi's bavarning is that if a rochem and a manik were not equal kinyonim, then one guy is going to be called a more of a toughest than the other. And that's a zach, which is a red flag for us. What does kinyon have to do with Tfisa? Tfisa is a physical zach. I'm holding on to it, okay? I have more koyach than you. Why is it that if I'm holding it in a way that in the world of kinyonim, I would have been a better kinyon than you, so that in the world of Tfisa, I'm called more of a toughest than you are? But that's what Rashi means to say. Rashi means to say is Ashmina, it's coming to tell us that Rochav and Manig are shove in the world of kinyonim, and therefore in the world of Tfisa they're equal, and they don't go into the category of Yesh Mizeh, Koyach Yesh Mizeh. That's how you have to learn the Rashi. Let's finish off the Mishnah. Zman Shehem Moedim, what happened to the Moedim that they both picked it up together? There's a big controversy over here. What does it mean that there were Edim? What's the Pasuk Shah in the Mishnah? How do you know when Yeshlam Edim? There were two Edim, so they picked it up together, correct? Two Edim, so they picked it up together, so then they don't swear. In fact, all the G'day left were Edim. In fact, all the G'day left were Edim. What do you mean? There were two Edim, said you picked it up together. But you're made that the Edim are liars, because you're claiming you picked it up alone. About your made that the Edim are liars, the thing is that if the Baldover is made that the Edom is a lie, then you can't use the guy. So how can you put it from the shore? Why are we putting you from the shore? Because we take on that we know, then you picked it up together. So I'm not going to make you, sir. I'm not going to make you, sir. Why are you putting the guy from the shore? Although the guy's tiny, they don't Edom a lie. I tell him I picked it up myself. So what does it help me that they're Edom, so you pick it up together, effective help? Although the Maisa Ami made that they're Shakronim. And about the made that they're Shakronim, so they're apostle for Edos. And the feet for I didn't, there are no Edom over here, so if he dvar, I should have to swear. That's a horror that the Achreinim asked in the Mishnah, which maybe we'll talk about. Maybe Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to start the famous Tosfos for the whole week, Mitzvah Hashem, all the Tosfos and the Rishonim. Tonight in Mitzvah Hashem, there will not be Ali Shur, but there will be the regular gathering at a 10:45 for the Bacharim only. The questions and answers. Tomorrow there'll be the regular shmooz at, what time is it usually? 11:30, B'shar Teva, Mutzlachat. Tonight, Mitzvah Hashem, and Sunday night, I'll try to help with together with Rabbi Ribiat to put together the Chavrusas tonight, Seder, so we'll get to work on it.